Blog Talk Radio.
Joining us is episode number 9 of Old Time Radio series. The program takes us back to our youth, but the entertainment was provided by radio only, with such shows as Hop Harrigan, Sky King, Captain Midnight, and a few others related to aviation. Today we highlight the Big Band era and the music all of us grew up with. Today's episode, we feature the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. And before we listen to the first selection, here's an Eastern Airlines commercial.
Of all the ways that we can fly, of all the highways to the sky, of all the wings that greet the sun,
passengers have flown Eastern than any other airline in the free world. If you've helped make us America's favorite way to fly, we thank you. If you haven't flown Eastern recently, give us a try. We'll show you we really do earn our wings every day.
First selection, I'm Getting Sentimental Over You, is a song recorded by Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra. The words were written by Ned Washington, and the music was written by George Baseman. It was first performed in 1932. The original copyright is dated 1933 and issued to Lawrence Music Publishers, Incorporated. The copyright was assigned to Mills Music, Incorporated, in 1934. Nomi Berardi, saxophone with the Dorsey Orchestra, arranged the song. Dorsey was the featured trombonist when the orchestra played it. It was the first recorded September 1935, a second recording on October 18, 1935, was the exact arrangement that Tommy would henceforth feature. Frank Sinatra sang the song in the Dorsey Orchestra and also featured it in the album I Remember Tommy after Dorsey's death in 1956. This song was featured in an episode of The Twilight Zone called Static, in the movie Carnal Knowledge, and in the movie Bart Got a Room. The tempo is considered a foxtrot or a swing. And now over at Eastern, on January 1st, 1935, Captain E.B. Rickenbacker was named General Manager of Eastern Airlines Division of North American Aviation. In July, the operations and maintenance base were moved from Atlanta to Miami. On October 14th, The last open cockpit airmail flight by a scheduled carrier was made by Captain Shelley Charles in a Pitcairn mail wing from Chicago to Atlanta and continued on to Jacksonville by Captain J.F. Buckman. And now, Mr. Producer, how about spinning I'm Getting Sentimental Over You by the great Tommy Dorsey? And I'm sure if you enjoy big band sound, you'll enjoy Opus Number 1. Opus Number 1 may refer to at least two different distinctly pieces of music. In 1943, Cy Oliver placed is spoken of below, but is also the title of the standard on hold music for Cisco phone systems, composed by Tim Carlton and Derek Deal. These are different pieces of music. Opus Number 1 is a popular song composed in 1943 by Cy Oliver with lyrics by Sid Garris. The tune is often titled Opus 1 or Opus Number 1. It has become a standard song in the swing, jazz, and big band repertoire. The song is a big hit for Tommy Dorsey's orchestra in 1944. Others that recorded it were Ted Heath and his orchestra, Gene Krupa and his orchestra, the Mills Brothers, Harry James and his orchestra, and of course the great Boston Pops. Now over at Eastern, in that same year, 1943, we learned news that Captain Eddie went down in the Pacific. He was rescued 23 days after in a raft with almost all of the 17 crew bomber ditched in the Pacific Ocean. There were a lot of books written about that story, and it was quite a thing. And now, Mr. Producer, would you please... Julius recorded Boogie Woogie song was in 1916. By the 1930s, swing bands such as Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller, Tommy Dorsey, and Louis Jordan had all become boogie woogie hits. By the 1950s, boogie woogie became incorporated into the emerging rockabilly and rock and roll styles. In the late 1980s and the early 1990s, country bands released country boogies. Today, the term boogie woogie usually refers to dancing to pop, disco, or rock and roll music. Meanwhile, over at Eastern on September 2nd, 1936, Dick Merrill and Harry Richmond took off from New York to London at 9 p.m. East Coast time, and we heard our Newark radio station work him. His position was 1,000 miles out at 2,000 feet with an airspeed of 200 miles an hour. The airplane is a cyclone-powered Vultee with quite a few ping-pong balls on board. The theory with the ping-pong balls, of course, being that they stuffed every little place they could with ping-pong balls in case they had to ditch in the ocean, the airplane would float. That's a true story. Now, Mr. Producer, strike up the band.
Don't you love this sound?
Boy, does that sound
demonstrating the great gains when pop and art collided. It started out as a waltz written by Irving Berlin for an early movie called The Awakening that had music but no dialogue. Dorsey got the idea for recording the tune while appearing at the Nixon Grand with the Sunset Royal Serenaders, whose vocalist performed the song while the band chanted phrases behind. Fred Stallus, Dorsey's first alto man, copied the lyrics as they performed. However, when Dorsey sent his manager, Bobby Burns, and arranger Paul Watson to the Serenaders to trade for some arrangements to get Marie, they threw them out. Dorsey then told Weston, "Well, you better go write it yourself." And so the hit version of Marie was recorded on January 29th, 1937. It all started rather and ended with a tempo change. Dorsey's brother orchestrated broke up when the Dorsey abruptly walked off the stage during an arrangement at the Glen Island Casino after an arrangement over a tempo of a tune. However, the seeds of discord had his part. Tommy took over the band from Joe Hines and former first Tommy Dorcas and formed the first Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. I'll get this out in a minute. Over at Eastern Airlines, the Lockheed Electra 10s were retired, and 8 DC-3s were added to the fleet. Captain John Gill and co-pilot Vern Patterson set a DC-3 record in New York and Miami, and a nonstop to Charleston. Time was 6 hours and 2 minutes. In June 1937, Dick Merrill and Jack Lambie made a round-trip Atlantic crossing. That year, Captain Rickenbacker started an effort to buy Eastern. And now I play a beautiful Dorsey favorite. Thank you. And now here's one you probably haven't heard in a while. Song of India is a popular song adopted from the aria Presnina Idias Gogogo Gastia from Rimsky-Korsakov in 1896 opera Sadko. Try and say that three times. In January 1937, Tommy Dorsey recorded an instrumental jazz arrangement featuring Benny Bergman on trumpet, which became a jazz standard. Coupled with Marie, the 78 RPM disc was a major hit for Dorsey, containing two of his most enduring recordings on one record, and which helped him make his band into a household name as popular music artist in the United States. The medley was also used in the 1918 song Beautiful Ohio, which became the official song of the state of Ohio. Also, Paul Whitman also recorded Foxtrot arrangement in 1921. Now, over at Eastern, one year after the song was recorded by Tommy Dorsey's orchestra, on April 22, 1938, Captain Edward Rickenbacker and associates bought Eastern, and Captain Rickenbacker was named president and general manager. In December 1938, service was started to San Antonio and to Tallahassee. Eastern carried 162,246 passengers that year. And now, the Song of India. Thank you.
Great. Oh, great.
Hey, Don. We got a few minutes more.
You're going to do another one, Neil?
Yeah, I've got another one. It's called Swing High by Tommy Dorsey. All right.
I love it.
My feet won't stop jumping. I mean,
those guys earned their money on that song.
That is just great.
Wouldn't it be great to have the big bands back again? Of course.
Oh, wow. I think so.
That sound, I don't know whether young people could stand it or not, but it meant something back in the day when we were growing up. And
boy, to have so much talent all in one area. It's just incredible.
And I like the solos by the trumpets and the trombones and the drums. They single out in the song, you know, different clarinets and all.
He would do that quite a bit in different songs that they had. He would get everybody, when they had him on TV, every week he'd have a different one.
In the business, they call that taking a ride.
Taking a ride. Well, you know, such stars were in other bands like Gene Krupa. Gene Krupa was a drummer. Of course, he formed his own orchestra a little bit later on, but he played, I believe, for Glenn Miller and some of the other orchestras. And, I was on a layover in New York City, walked down the street, and there was a a bar there called the Metropole. And it featured Gene Krupa in his latter years. And he had, of course, the drums there. And they had a cover charge to get in and listen to him. And I never did. I'd just stand outside the door and listen to the drums. And that was back in the 60s when he was still alive. But Harry James, another one, you know, with the trumpet. Oh, man, he was in a band, and he formed his own orchestra. So we're going to have some pretty good shows coming up and different artists that will be. Go ahead, Don, take us out of here. How's that?
Okay, well, it was a very good show today.
Excellent.
I enjoyed
it. Really enjoyed it.
Well, that is our show for today, folks. And we hope you enjoyed the big band sounds. And we'll bring you some more of those in the weeks to come. Keeping our Eastern family informed is the greatest importance to this radio show. So please join us on Thursdays and every other Thursday when we broadcast from the Eastern Files and EAL Old Time Radio. Our next big band features Harry James and his famous golden trumpet. Next Thursday, August 2nd, we broadcast from the Eastern Files. On Monday, July 30th at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, we give you another Eastern Airlines history set to music. You can listen in at www.blogcartradio.com/Captain Eddie or www.ealradioshow.com. You can also call us by phone, area code 213-816-1611. That's area code 213-816-1611. If you have a story or memory you'd like to share with us, our Eastern family, we'd certainly like to hear from you. From the Eastern Files, we'd like to broadcast it during one of our shows, either you sharing your memory live or send it to us and we'll broadcast the story on the air. You can send your request to host at ealradioshow.com. It was a great show today. I really enjoyed it. So until then, we sign off, as we always do after each broadcast, by saying goodbye, Eastern family. We love you, Eastern.
Goodbye, Eastern. We love you, Eastern.
Goodbye, Eastern. Great show,
Neil,
Don. Dorothy, thanks
great
for joining
show,
me.
Neil. Had
okay.
A lot of fun.
Neil, it was
here's
excellent.
Some Eastern music. Thank you.